brand new music from Starving in the Belly of the Whale. The new album is called The Foolish Fellow, and it is coming out on Record Store Day. That's April 20th. They'll be celebrating the release of the album on April 27th at Blind Bob's. And I am very happy to welcome a repeat visitor to the show. Welcome back, Ricky Jarrell.
Hello, Juliet. How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's nice to see you outside of the apartment building we live in.
I know. Yeah, yeah. In addition to being connected musically, you're also my neighbor. Well, very happy to have you here. Do you want to start with some live stuff?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This is all the songs I'm playing are off the Foolish Fellow. This song is called Little Blue Dress. You're dancing with me in your little blue dress. Those are the days that I remember best. When the camera snapped and the wind made your hair a mess. Wearing high heels on an old creek bed. Homespun books in the grass we read. Whoever photo became exactly what you said. And I don't know what to remember most. When I read all the lies you wrote and realize our family is gone down a road that doesn't lead back home. Our red and white balloons were up in the sky. Mine slipped away, but you held yours tight. But it never mattered when you were always by my side. Walking together through the tall grass, my hands on your waist as the leaves blew past. The film caught the only thing that could ever last. And I don't know what to remember most. When I read all the lies you wrote, then realize our family is gone. Down a road that doesn't lead back home. You're dancing with me in your little blue dress. Those are the days that I remember best. When the camera snapped and the wind made your hair a mess. That is Little Blue Dress. That's going to be the opening track on The Foolish Fellow.
Want to hit us up with one more?
Yeah, let me think of which one I want to do now. Let's just keep going in order. This will be the second song off of the album. This song is called Heart and Port.
Mapping a moment inside my mind of the day when your concerns will find a place to ease away from here with me on the edge of an obscure pier. I'll hold up here through the hush of the night, avoiding your interest but standing by your side. I'll be an indifferent, a favorless choice, pawning our friendship until you hear my voice. When other ships have sailed the sea, abandoning you right here with me. When even tide arrives with pain, I'll be there to pinch it all away. I'll hold up here through the hush of the night, avoiding your interest but standing by your side. I'll be an indifferent, a favorless choice, a pawning our friendship until you hear my voice. Charted a course on my map from which there is no wind and back. I'm calculating stars in the dark blue sky, nights succeeding nights as others' wakes roll by. I'll hold up here through the hush of the night, avoiding your interest but standing by your side. I'll be an indifferent, a favorless choice, a pawning our friendship until you hear my voice.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live in the WYSO studios, playing songs from the new album. It's called The Foolish Fellow, and this is your fourth full-length?
Yes, fourth full-length album.
When you decided to tackle this one, was there anything either really the same in your process or really different from the process you had done previously?
I feel like it's different in a lot of ways. The players I had play on the first three records, none of them are on this album. So it has all new, brand new musicians on the entire album, bringing in a new girl vocalist that I haven't sang with before. So adding instruments I haven't used. There's cello on a lot of the album, some Wurlitzer, just some instruments I hadn't really tackled before we brought in for the new album. And I guess the new album was way more based around what I was doing instead of a full band approach. So before, I would write the songs and the band would come together and kind of put their own thing behind them. And this time, I guess I was just way more in control of the whole recording process. So I guess that'll make it better or worse. We'll find out.
So with working with different players and kind of having the ball in your court, did you find that when you went into the studio, it was more of an already thought out vision, or did things still evolve throughout the recording process?
It was pretty well thought out from the beginning. I went in, did probably 75 to 80% of the album myself, finished it, and then just some instruments that I couldn't play or I knew people that would be able to do a way better job than I could, I brought them in for some lead guitar parts, some cello. I'm not a girl, so obviously I had some girls to do some vocals that sounded female. So just the things that I couldn't do, I just brought in some good players to play on the album to just make it the best that it could be.
And as far as performing live now, without you know, a kind of a set band, are you focusing more on performing live solo or just, you know, bringing in players as needed? How's that going to work?
For about the last year to 6 months, it's just been solo. It's just a lot easier to book shows. Denny and I went on tour last summer, and it was just a lot easier to not have to worry about collaborating everyone's schedules together. And when I wrote the new album, I wanted all the songs to be songs that I could do live with an acoustic guitar. Because in the past, all the albums had a handful of tracks that they were really good songs, but they were things that could never be accomplished live. So in writing the new album, I wanted to make sure that I had just more acoustic-based songs, so when I go out and play, I'm not trying to, like, I have more than five songs that I can play. I have a nice repertoire catalog that I can choose from doing acoustic shows.
Does that then make it easier, do you think, to get the album into people's hands because what they're hearing at the shows is actually what they're, you know, close to what they're getting on the album, as opposed to sometimes there's that difference between what you're getting live and what you're hearing recorded? It's kind of a, you know, it can be kind of diametrically opposed sometimes in some cases.
Yeah, and I feel like the previous albums were a lot like that. Like I had versions of the songs that we played live and then versions of the song that we did in the studio. And I guess to an extent it's still like that on the new album, because for the most part, the majority of the shows have just been, that I've been doing recently, have just been me and an acoustic guitar. But at the same time, I feel like they're accomplished. The new songs are accomplished a lot better with just vocals and just things I can do myself. Sometimes I'll play either a bass drum or a tambourine maybe with a harmonica, to just way more simplistic.
Has it changed your writing process at all? Having all of the control be, you know, in your arena?
I feel like it's making me practice a lot more, pretty much. So I don't have people to cover up all my flaws now when I'm playing. So all my flaws are way more evident. So that just makes me want to practice more and become a better musician.
Are you looking to tour with this one?
Yeah, Denny and I were actually talking about that on the way up here in the car, that this summer we're going to try to head back out on the road again and do another tour. Last summer, I'm a teacher, so I have all summer off, which is awesome for touring. I still get a paycheck every 2 weeks, and I can play shows for free. And last summer, which is with all the shows, I was only home at less than 2 weeks, so I was gone the majority of the summer playing shows all over, and want to try to keep that momentum up with this album and stuff.
Do you find that, I know that since you're a teacher, you know, you can kind of do the road life for a summer and then have kind of the normal 9-to-5 life. Do you find that life on the road suits you? Is it kind of a culture shock going from, you know, 9-to-5, 3/4 of the year, and then life on the road?
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably one of those the good things that's good or bad perspectively looking at it from a social aspect, because the more that I play shows and the more I'm on the road, even though I'm getting older and older, the more I don't want a job. So I thought it was going to be one of those things that would even out, like, oh, the older I get, because I can remember when I was in like my early 20s, I would see guys like 30 like playing and be like, man, look at those losers still playing music. Like, gotta give it up, get a job. And but I don't know, turning 32 this year, and I don't know, still have had a chance to like quit my job, I would be the first person to
sign up
my 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, what about the decision to release this one on Record Store Day? I know that last year you did an EP for Record Store Day.
Yes. Just the response on Record Store Day went amazing last year. I had records at we did the 7-inch last Record Store Day, the Almond Tree EP, and Omega, Shake It, and Toxic Beauty had it. And I know Shake It and Omega, I'm not sure about Toxic Beauty, but I mean both of those sold out of them on the first day. And it was weird because it was the only album that on Record Store Day, the 7-inch, I charged $1 for it. And I honestly felt so horrible after going back to those places and collecting my money. I don't know. I just felt like...
Because you usually give your music away.
Yeah, I hate selling my music, so I'm not doing that anymore. So I just felt so trashy and low after selling my music to people. Not into that.
So this one's going to be available for free then as well?
Yeah, it's going to be the same as the Almond Tree EP. Omega, everyone, I've already talked with everyone. We're going to they're going to just stock bags with the album. So on Record Store Day, go in and buy something, you can get a free copy. If you don't want a free copy, it'll probably be up for download on starvingofthebellyofthewhale.com as usual. And I actually have two or three tracks up now on the Facebook page and the band page. You can go there and download those now just as a little preview.
And then if people come to the release show, they'll also get the album for free.
Come to the release show, get the album for free. Anywhere you see me, just say you want an album for free, I will give you one.
Just track you down when you're out walking your dog.
Yeah. Keep them in my pocket.
Yeah. Just have them all over the place. Well, can we hear a couple more live ones?
Yeah. This song... This song is called... Wait, it's not that one. Hold on. Too many pieces of paper out here. There we go. This song is called Darby House.
Deliver another plate today. Grandpa's money has went away. In another's arms you pretend you are safe. And you remember the songs we sang. Never travel down on the south interstate. Always linger with what you know. Every day when you hesitate, remember this decision was your own. Remember this decision was your own. July 20th, 2012, at the Darby House, and watch you would choose A splash of color on a setting for two. A running go away from a dress you never knew. But never travel down on the South Interstate. Always linger with what you know. Every day when you hesitate, remember this decision was your own. Remember this decision was your own. But never travel down on the South Interstate. Always linger with what you know. Every day when you hesitate, remember this decision was your own. Remember this decision was your own. You have no covering left. A creation has emerged from your bed. The past generation can't comprehend. A second family from your temporary men. Your procreated unplanned luxury. To replace ambition of no responsibility. While you adventure discovering a route you were too blind to see.
And it's over. Thank you. I need to catch my breath.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live on Kaleidoscope. And we just put a link up to one of the downloads that's already available from the new album. It's on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Ready for another live one?
Yeah.
All right.
This we have a music video coming out to this song. It should be available the first part of April. It's in the final edit process. This song is called The Promise.
Where do you go when you can't be alone? Your head never slows down. You drive down the road and feel your hope can float and probably will drown. And I just wanna know your arms the way I did back then. And if you give me a chance to prove to you I'll never feel this way again. And days continue to pass on through a mind completely bent. So many fights and sleepless nights have come and slowly went. And I just want to know your arms the way I did back then. And if you give me a chance to prove to you you'll never feel this way again. And I know your fears, you can leave them here. I'll never let them escape. Keep them with mine and hide them inside this lone and quiet place. And I just wanna know your arms the way I did back then. And if you give me a chance to prove to you
never feel this way again. I'll never feel this way again. I'll never feel this way again. I'll never feel this way again.
Starving the Belly of the Whale, live in the WYSO studios. So tell me about this music video.
I have a live video that's been, I released about maybe a month ago. It was just a live version of Little Blue Dress playing over at Riverscape and some shots of the scene in the background. And the day when we were doing that, the videographer, it was actually Shane that did the almond tree. He did all the filming. He just wanted to take some shots of our downtown and... He got some shots of me just walking around carrying my guitar case, and Micah Sedmak, the one that's done all my album covers, saw some of the footage and just wanted to know if he could put it into music video format, and it's turned out looking really well. He asked to make it look Starving the Belly of the Whale, put all of his, I don't know, adjust all the colors, add all the textures that he usually does to all the album covers and all my promos and photos. But he just has just shots of everything around downtown Dayton, so it's going to be a nice little just homage to Dayton.
Very cool, very cool. And that'll be around probably next weekish.
Yeah, hopefully early April it will be ready to go.
Very cool, very cool. And as far as getting digital copies of the album and all that would be through your website?
Yes, starvingthebellyofthewhale.com. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, tell me about the big day, April 27th. It's going to be quite the show. You've got a cool lineup of friends and fellow musicians that are going to be playing with you at
Blind
Bob's.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people. Jeremy Rosin, I don't know if you know him. He's another person that lives in our apartment building. I saw him.
Everybody lives there. Nightbeast lives there,
yeah,
too.
I saw him play open mic night at Bob's once, and he was amazing. It was really awesome. I started talking to him, and he just said he never plays shows or anything, and I couldn't believe it how great his songs were that he never plays out. And he was telling me, he's like, oh, if you ever want me to open up a show for you or whatever. And I was like, okay. So I had this coming up, and he's going to open up the show. And then Brett Hill is going to be on the show, The Repeating Arms, Denny Cottle, and The New Old Fashioned. So it's going to be a very quick night. Everyone's doing about a 20-25 minute acoustic set, and then I'll close out the evening just pretty much playing the new album from beginning to end with a couple old ones thrown in there.
Very cool. And are you going to play exclusively solo for that, or are you going to have people backing you?
As of now, I am. I've thought about having some people back me, but I'm not sure. I'll probably bring in a few of the players from the album to play on the songs they played on and see if we can make that work. So.
Very cool. Very cool. It's going to be fun to be able to celebrate the release of your album with your friends, with people like Denny, who you've toured with and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just awesome. Everybody, everybody talks about it all the time, and it sounds like super cheesy, but it's just nice the community in Dayton we have of musicians playing. I mean, even different genre, everyone just kind of meshes together, and it's just a really good scene to grow and help get other people's music out too. So
absolutely, absolutely. What does the rest of the year look like? I know you mentioned getting out on the road this summer. Are you going to try to get some more recording done later this year? Or?
I don't know. I really want to kind of promote this album more than I have the other ones. I already have the next album completely written, and I talked to Patrick Himes, who's done. He did this album. We did it now in Nashville. About the next album, I want to be completely stripped down as possible, just me and an acoustic guitar, maybe a drum, nothing else. And there's an old theater in Germantown called the Baijo.
Oh yeah.
And I had talked to them and talked with Patrick. And when we do the next album, if it'll be at the end of this year, maybe next year. But he's just going to bring some analog machines up, and we're going to rent out the theater and do the recording inside the old theater in Germantown and just make it as raw as possible.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be one to hear, definitely.
Yeah. And I think whenever we do that, too, I talked to Shane, my friend that does the video. We're going to video the whole thing and have a limited seating, but have a few tickets available to people who want to come out and just watch the entire process from beginning to end in the theater.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll definitely be something to look forward to whenever that ends up materializing. Very cool. Very cool. Well, is there anything else people ought to know before they get the album either on Record Store Day or come out and see you live at Blind Bob's on April 27th?
No, I don't think so. If anyone's listening in Indiana, I'm playing in Muncie, Indiana on Saturday. I'm not sure where it is. It's a house show. Some people contact me to play, but All my shows and everything are usually, you can find those on Facebook or any of the immediate media websites that are off of starvinginthebellyofthewhale.com.
Check it out. And we've got links up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And as if having you perform live tonight wasn't enough, you brought some friends.
I did bring some friends. I brought Denny Cottle and half of the Repeating Arms. And so they're going to come in and play a couple shows just to get everyone ready for the release show at Blind Bob's on the 27th, 1 month exactly from today.
So. 1 month. Mark it on your calendars now because it's going to be an awesome time. We're going to switch some mics up and have Denny come in. But Ricky, thanks so much as always for
being
here.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. More live music to come here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus. Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been talking about Starving in the Belly of the Whale's new album. It's called The Foolish Fellow, and they'll be celebrating the release of that on April 27th at Blind Bob's. There is a host of local musicians that are going to be coming out to support that show on the stage, and one of them has come along this evening to share some tunes with us. I want to welcome Denny Cottle.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm going to play a couple songs tonight. I wish I could say I had a new record coming out, but it's all pretty much on my Facebook page. So if you get a chance to check out facebook.com/DennyIsNeat, that would be fantastic. So I'll play the first one. This song doesn't have a title yet, but it's affectionately called The Black Dress. So.
You were a fake and I was a fool. I never should have played your game. You took all of my money, you took everything from me, then left just as fast as you came. And I know that you'd say that you'd stay with me forevermore. But when I looked you in your eyes, to my surprise, you were staring at the door. Whoa, whoa. And to me, you're just that medicine that helps me lose myself again when I start to find comfort in my skin. But to you, I'm just another man who fell into your evil plan to help you find some comfort in your sins. And you put your black dress on to take it right back off. But this town is just too small, and its people love to talk about the girl from round the way who came and stayed for just a night. And I know what you did to me, it had to be the furthest thing from right. Whoa, whoa. And to me, you're just that medicine that helps me lose myself again when I start to find comfort in my skin. But to you, I'm just another man who fell into your evil plan to help you find some comfort in your sins. And you put your black dress on to take it right back off. Well, you put your black dress on, and these people love to talk. Well, you put your black dress on to take it right back off. Will you put your black dress on? And these people love to talk. You were a fake and I was a fool. I never should have played your game.
Denny Cottle live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. He's going to be performing along with Starving in the Belly of the Whale on April 27th at Blind Bob's. It's the CD release show for the Foolish Fellow. Go ahead.
Hey, so I'll tell you a funny story. I just played that whole song without plugging in my guitar. That sounds much better.
There we go.
This is my first time being on the radio. So I figure this is a good way to start it off by...
Hey, it's the magic of live radio. Come on now.
It is.
Well, you want to hit us with another live one?
Yeah, this song is... I have a lot of trouble titling my songs. So this song is another one that has a working title. It's called The Jesus Song. It's about when I was living in Cincinnati for a short while. And it was an interesting experience, so we'll get started.
There's a statue of our Lord Jesus bleeding on Fountain Square, and there's blood trickling from the holes in his hands. The people of town, they can't help from watching, and I wonder if they'll ever understand. 'Cause Jesus Christ, he cries from the nail scars they left in his side, and the people lay on the ground, and they bring their clothes to wash them out. And if they only knew the trouble that they're in, well, I bet they'd come running for him now. But I, for one, will not ignore this call any longer than the heavens will allow. 'Cause Jesus Christ, he cries from the nail scars they left in his side, and the people lay their black hearts on the ground, and they bring wash them out. And that old enemy comes calling once again, but how long will my conscience allow? Yeah, that old enemy, he comes calling once again, but how long will my conscience allow? 'Cause Jesus Christ, he cries from the nail scars they left in his side, and the people lay their black hearts on the ground, and they bring their clothes to wash them out. Yeah, Jesus Christ, wash them out. Yeah, they bring their clothes to wash them out.
Denny Cottle live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So when are we going to see a new album from you?
Let's see. I was just talking to a guy today. His name's Jeff Smith, that lives in Kettering, about doing some recording. So hopefully soon.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll have to have you back in when you get that one out, too.
That would be fantastic. I'll plug my guitar in for both songs next time.
This was just the rookie thing, and you know.
I have to give something for my mom to talk about tomorrow.
See, there you go. There you go. It's for your mom.
That's right.
And one more time, where can people find you on online if they want to keep up with what you're doing?
So my personal music page is facebook.com/DennyIsNeat. You can also check out facebook.com/AllisonRoadMusic for a duet that I've been playing, and we've got a bunch of shows coming up. So would love to have everybody check out both.
Excellent. Excellent. Check them out. We'll put links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. And Denny will be performing on April 27th at Blind Bob's as part of Starving in the Belly of the Whale's CD release party. And we've got some more live music coming up. Denny, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. More live music coming up here on Kaleidoscope. We're going to have some of the guys from the Repeating Arms in. Stick around. More to come.
We've both grown tired of running after rain.
Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris have known each other for almost 40 years. He was in her band in the mid-70s, but they've just made their first full album as a duo. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with them and hear their music. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. We are celebrating the release of Starving in the Belly of the Whale's new album, and it is going to be hitting the public on Record Store Day, April 20th, but there's going to be a big celebration, a CD release show at Blind Bob's on April 27th, featuring Starving in the Belly of the Whale, Denny Cottle, our last guest, and the guys that are in the studio right now who are going to be very familiar to WISO listeners because we just heard a live set from their full band very recently. But I'm so happy to welcome back the Repeating Arms.
Hey. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Thanks for having us back.
My pleasure.
We're going to do a live song for you called Endless Dream. Flowers placed on your grave, they won't let me walk away. Long for the time that we're alone. Won't these streets are made of stone. Your heart beats faster, you know. Young love's a ghostly dancer, play alone. I won't let you walk away every day. Something about the way she lays every day. Let you walk away every day. Something about the way she lay every way. Mm-hmm. Oh, so quiet, I hear you sleeping. Blow a patchwork quilt of leaves. Long for the time that we're alone on these streets that made us know. When your heart beats faster, you will know. Young love's a ghostly dancer, play alone. I won't let you walk away every day. Something about the way she lays way down, late. I won't let you walk away every day. Something about the sun on her face makes me wait.
Repeating Arms, live in the WISO studios. You guys made it through your EP release. What's next on the agenda?
The same as last time we were here. We're trying to get all our ducks in a row to do this full length record, and it's looking like we're probably going to do it again ourselves. Like try to do the recording. Yeah. And
nice.
It was such a fun time last time that we're hoping to do it at home. You know, in our underwear.
Awesome.
Not our underwear. Really. That's
have
not
to
true.
Have a band meeting about
that's just,
that.
Yeah, that's just not true at all. That's filthy. For this station, I'm pulled.
I can say underwear on the radio.
Yeah, that's,
I looked it up.
It's legal. Yeah. Well, guys, can we hear another live one?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to do a song called Mercantile. One, two, three, four.
Ooh.
water, twirling your hair. Want to talk to you, no words come. And I try to speak, looking on. Does a smile reflect a smile? Do you feel the same? And I don't even know your name. All the patrons' faces must all look the same.
In the WISO studio. Catch them, catch Jenny Cottle, catch Starving in the Belly of the Whale, April 27th at Blind Bob's. It's a celebration for Starving in the Belly of the Whale's new album. It comes out on Record Store Day. We've got all kinds of info up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And guys, if people haven't, for some reason, they're slow on the uptake, they haven't gotten the EP yet, as I have been encouraging them to do, where can they catch you guys to get it?
We'll be at Jimmy's Ladder 11 on the 6th of April with Todd the Fox and Trey Stone.
That'll be a good one.
EPs there. And also
EPs and t-shirts, actually.
Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs. And we haven't dropped any off to Omega yet. And I'm really sorry. We should have done that, but I'm slacking.
Coming soon to Omega.
I heard there was a line and there's some tents outside.
Yeah.
Only to be.
But thanks for having us again. It was a great time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you guys
so much
again for coming out. Check it out. April 27th, Blind Bob's. It is going to be a night of music. All of our guests this evening and many more. We'll have links up to all of it on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Check out all these albums and artists. Right now, here's some music from the Mountain Goats. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Downtown north, past the airport, a dream in switchgrass and concrete.